The Final Four is set for the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Oklahoma State will play Georgia Tech, and Duke will play Connecticut Saturday in San Antonio. The winners meet for the championship next Monday. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
After all the upsets of a week ago, we end up with a number one seed, two number two seeds, and a number three seed reaching the Final Four.
Which is why I've always maintained that the first week of the tournament is the most fun, because that's when you do have the Cinderella stories and the upsets. Chalk tends to rise in this event in the second week. And of all the low seeds that advanced to the round of 16, only Alabama, number eight seed out of a power conference, the Southeast, made it into the round of eight. Nevada had a great run and played Georgia Tech a wonderful game on Friday night. But when we got to those regional finals, it was the high seeds, most of them, St. Joseph's and Xavier being the exceptions, from the power conferences playing for a shot to go to the Final Four.
The one team that cruised in all four of its games is Connecticut.
Absolutely. They've dominated. They've won by an average of 17 points. And even without their star center, Emeka Okafor, playing very much on Saturday against Alabama, they were ahead by 24 points in the first half, and the rest was garbage time. But the other three games in which Duke and Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech advanced were all great basketball games.
Yes, I'm sure our listeners in Oklahoma will understand it's a shame somebody had to lose that game with Xavier.
Really, it was. And Oklahoma State is a wonderful story. You know, they had that horrible disaster with the plane crash that killed 10 people 3 years ago, and Eddie Sutton held the entire school together. And now they're back in the Final Four. But St. Joseph's going 30-2, a tiny school in Philadelphia, 3,800 students, and just a superb game Saturday night. John Lucas, the son of John Lucas, the former pro and former coach, makes the winning shot. And then Jameer Nelson, who'd been such a great player for St. Joe's all year, just front rims that last shot. It was great theater, great basketball, and really it was too bad one of those teams had to lose that game.
And Duke Xavier, that was quite a game.
It really was. Again, Xavier from the Atlantic 10, just like St. Joseph's, not a power conference, not a football conference. You know, these two schools do not play Division 1A football. They don't have the kind of money that Duke has or Oklahoma State has. And Xavier was right there the entire game. They wouldn't go away until the very end. And Mike Krzyzewski said his team needed an extraordinary effort just to survive. So St. Joseph's and Xavier were the great stories of this weekend.
Well, who you like in the coming week?
Well, I think Connecticut has to be the clear favorite. They have all the weapons. They are deeper than anybody. They're healthy now, if Okafor's back is in fact okay. I look for them to win the Final Four. But as you know, Bob, one and out, anything can happen.
And the women are around behind. Their Final Four won't be set until tomorrow night. Any major surprises there?
Well, the only surprise is that number one Texas was upset. Three of the four number one seeds, Penn State and Duke again, and Tennessee, of course, are playing. And Connecticut, the two-time defending champion, which is a number two seed, also plays tonight. And they get to play in Hartford, Connecticut against Penn State. So they might have a pretty good shot at their fifth straight Final Four.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book, Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story, will be published next week.